This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are someone who believes that homeless people need to be starving to death in the streets, or that the government needs to be the one who's feeding the homeless, because that's what some people apparently believe. Daryl's got this story about a 90-year-old man who has now been arrested at least twice, for feeding the homeless in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I've got kind of a rundown here from the Daily Mail. They did a video report. You earlier were reading from the Daily Mail, and you'll continue that here in a moment, along with some comments from some people who support the crackdown on people who are feeding the homeless, which I just find to be so twisted.
The comments are actually on a different story about what was happening in Birmingham, Alabama, and I had mentioned that. And just to sort of summarize that real quick, there was a food truck ordinance that went into effect at the beginning of this year. There was a preacher that had food truck in Birmingham, Alabama, had a food truck that he was giving food out of the truck, didn't charge anybody any money,
That's awesome.
He had a Bible verse written on the side that said, "When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was naked, you gave me clothes." The city decided, well, nope, the food truck ordinance applies to everybody, even if you're giving food away. He was prevented from giving food away on one of the Saturdays. It does not say if he was arrested, so I'm going to assume that he was not. But he went ahead and, you know, tried to do it, was prevented, and then came to some sort of agreement with a local church in downtown Birmingham that's near the park to begin giving out the meals from that church instead of out of his truck. And so some of the comments were in response to that situation.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, if you allow people to be giving out food for free, how is that regulated? How are we not sure that they're being poisoned? Rather, let people starve to death and let the government serve them certified safe food.
Well, because nobody who was in the kitchen of a restaurant could ever poison food, because the government went there once a year and did an inspection.
Right. Nobody's ever gotten food poisoned from a restaurant. Nobody has ever gotten sick from beef that was sold at a supermarket, causing the FDA or USDA to then issue a recall for 300,000 pounds of beef. That never happens.
Well, I know that in the story, that we got two stories going here, but in the original story about Fort Lauderdale, there's comments from the mayor.
Yes.
And his comments are very revealing about what this is really about. Because while what you're saying, Ellen, is a common excuse for government regulation of food trucks and restaurants and things like that, this story is really just about the fact that the government wants to be the one in control of where homeless people get their food. And ultimately, that's what the mayor is all butthurt about. Because it makes them look bad. If you go out there with your church group or your Food Not Bombs group or whoever, and you start feeding the homeless and you do a better job than the government does at it, you show them up. And
right.
And if the government can be shown up, then they lose their legitimacy. If people can't count on them and instead, you know, they're counting on a private organization like a church in this case, then that ruins their aura of legitimacy, and that's one of the worst things you can do to the state.
So should I reread the comments from the mayor of Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, go ahead and reread those comments, and then maybe share some of the Facebook comments as well that are from Birmingham, where people are taking the side of the city.
So the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, Jack Seiler, says, "Mr. Abbott has decided that he doesn't think these individuals should have any interaction with government, that they should be fed in the parks. We disagree."
We'll show him. That's just the thing. You don't just disagree with the mayor. When the mayor disagrees with you, he sends men with guns to take you and put you in a cage when you disagree. Because, well, as I think it was Mark Stevens who pointed out in the past, law is just an opinion backed by a gun.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
So some of the comments from the situation in Birmingham if I can't have a business because of health codes, if I can't sell it, you can't give it away. You can't have it both ways.
So the old slave-on-slave violence example where someone has already been through the rigmarole and the difficulty and the ridiculous fees and obedience process that is getting a license, and so they feel like, well, everybody needs to have a license. Everybody
well,
needs to be
can't,
abused.
We can't do any charitable things anymore. We can't do anything for free because there's always somebody out there that's going to want to make money off of it.
Right. Another comment says, good, I'll support this ordinance and hope it stops the church groups and makes these bums go somewhere else. It's a great idea for Birmingham. But not everybody is, you know, anti-homeless.
Stop the church groups. How dare they feed people.
There's three comments here that sort of, you know, uplift my spirit a little bit. The first says, I'm still going to give to the needy no matter what. That's why the Birmingham population is going down. Officials have less concern for the citizens, plus high taxes, corruption, etc. The second one says, I'm sorry, I will still go to the homeless, or rather, I will still give the homeless food or money. Give me a ticket. Throw me in jail. Jesus helped the poor. He helped the people that were down. It's not for me to judge what the homeless do with their resources. It's what we're supposed to do.
You know,
greed is the worst, and greed has obviously taken over this city.
Even if you don't care for homeless people, even if you are kind of like anti-homeless and you want to clean up the streets and get them off the streets, and I can understand, I mean, homeless people don't tend to smell very good, and they don't dress well, and they're not necessarily a draw, right? Like, if there's a lot of homeless people in your downtown area, that may keep people away from shopping, and I get it. I get that. But if the homeless people are hungry, they might be more likely to stick a knife in somebody to, like, take their wallet or something, you know?
Right.
So
and
at
that's,
least
that's a good thing to consider just as a safety precaution, is that you want to keep everyone happy and safe.
And
but,
full, right? Like,
yeah, but
full.
I mean, it's more about the humanity of the situation and, you know, being considering that somebody is somebody's in need, somebody needs help, somebody's hungry, and, you know, if there's somebody out there, maybe not you specifically, but somebody's willing to help them, then why would you not allow them to?
It's a sick hatred, really. And then some people have this. Mark used to be very hateful towards homeless people, and he's changed on that perspective. He used to say some very nasty things about homeless people on this program years ago, and now he's an active contributor to the local privately run homeless shelter.
Yay!
Which I think is a wonderful turnaround. So people can change.
That's a total 360.
Yeah, even if they are, you know, nasty in the beginning.
180.
Because look, I get that. That's a good point.
Well, you said turnaround, so I was thinking.
Which would
right 360? You would be facing the same direction.
Okay.
Technically, that is a turnaround as well.
If he goes back to hating homeless people, then it'll be a 360.
Yes.
So
then 180.
Look, I understand some homeless people. They're homeless by choice.
Right.
That is true. And if you're homeless by choice, then you know I don't really feel so bad for you. And there's also the homeless people who are homeless by them continuing the fact of their choosing drugs over, paying for a place to sleep.
Right.
So there's certainly people who are homeless by their own actions, but there are also people who are homeless by, you know, things that happen to them, like their house caught on fire, or, you know, they, for whatever reason, they got fired from their job and they didn't have enough in savings to pay the rent, so they got kicked out of their house. So, I mean, there are always different stories out there. Which ones are true, I don't know. I don't really care so much about, you know, vetting everybody who picks up a sandwich from a homeless food outreach thing. I can understand the desire to give to the people who really are the needy, as opposed to the ones who are like abusers and users.
Right.
I can understand and appreciate that, but at the same time, you know, how much effort do you really want to put into vetting somebody before you give them a bologna sandwich or something? I mean, is it really worth it to sit them down for a counseling session?
No.
For that, no. No, it's really
show
not.
Show me the title to your house.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can understand the objections. And in which case, if you don't want to support feeding the homeless, then don't support feeding the homeless. But why can't you, as was pointed out earlier, why can't you just allow it to happen? Sit back. Ignore it. Go play golf or whatever it is that you do where you don't have to see homeless people around, right? Because the golf course probably is fenced, and they're probably not going to let the homeless people wander around on the golf course to bother you while you're playing golf. You go play your golf while the people who want to feed the homeless feed the homeless, and everybody can get what they want. Just stop trying to control other people. 855-453. Otherwise, you get 90-year-old men in handcuffs and video footage of that getting out and going viral online. We'll play a little bit more from this here in moments and tell you about what happened. Your comments are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Perhaps you could would care to comment about this homeless feeding crackdown. It's happening in Fort Lauderdale now, but it's also happened in Orlando in the past, and maybe where you live. It's not just Florida. There's other cities around the country where there are ordinances, city ordinances that ban the feeding of the homeless. In some cases, banning the gathering of the homeless in any place, in any sort of public park or within a 2-mile radius of City Hall. I've heard of all of these sorts of ordinances, and now it's resulted in a 90-year-old man being arrested, along with a couple of other ministers of a church in Fort Lauderdale. They've been feeding the homeless for 24 years?
Yes.
In this park, or in various different parks. And now the government has passed some sort of crazy ordinance, and they are now enforcing it with the violence of the police. Now, of course, the older gentleman in this case has gone peacefully when he has been arrested. The police have not had to use violence against him. But you can better believe that if this 90-year-old man decided he would rather sit down on the concrete than be arrested by these thug cops, that they would get a little bit more violent with him. And, of course, that would make for some even more persuasive video. However, could be a little dangerous to the older gentleman, given that he's 90 and maybe a little on the brittle side. I mean, you get to be 90 years old, you're probably not in your peak of shape, and they could really hurt him if he didn't go along to get along. And obviously, I'm not saying he was going along to get along. I don't begrudge anyone who goes along with the police when they're arresting you, because they will hurt you. And in Florida, the Florida sheriffs will have no problem, any of them, with dishing out a little bit of a butt kicking to go along to motivate you to go along with what they want. So I just think the fact that there's anybody who's 90 years old who's doing activism like this is really inspiring. And we can talk more about it here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's bring Dave on the line via Skype. Dave in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Hey, yo. Hey, there's a town in North Carolina that it's against the law to be homeless. But
wow.
I think that's Charlotte, correct?
Yeah, it was on the news about 6 months ago or so. Yeah, I'm not sure the name of the town, though. I know it's in North Carolina. But this feeding of the poor is a religious practice. It's protected under the First Amendment. Jesus says, if you don't feed the poor, you don't feed him.
Well, I mean, it's a nice idea that it should be protected, but obviously the police don't really know that, right? They're arresting people for it.
Should be easily defendable. It's part of the First Amendment is freedom of religion, and you're allowed to practice religion, and Jesus says...
Well, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law, and it would be argued in court that Congress didn't pass this, that
the city council did.
Municipal ordinance, and therefore... First Amendment doesn't apply.
Right, and you could make many arguments saying, based on religious grounds, but I don't know if that's going to play out so well, especially in court or, against the police officers who are arresting this guy. They're just, all they see is, oh, this guy's giving out food and it's not being regulated, and we don't know, who he's giving this food to. Like, is he promoting homelessness?
We could say... Then we could make laws saying no burkas, but they would throw a fit about that if you made a law, hey, no woman could wear a burka,
Yeah, I definitely know where you're coming from, Dave. And regarding the First Amendment, it's certainly true that Congress shall make no law, but under the United States Constitution, generally these...
They can't stop you from practicing your religion.
Yeah, that's generally
true. They do it all the time. There are certain faiths that say that, smoking cannabis is something that brings you closer to God. But
no,
yet,
established religion, I could see them making arguments about the cannabis and this and that. They don't dare tell the Muslims they can't be wearing burqas.
No, it depends. I mean, they'll usually tell them that if they're trying to go get their picture taken at the DMV.
And then back in the 1800s, the U.S. military almost invaded Utah over polygamy. that was a well-established practice of the Mormon Church at the time.
So there's a long history of people's freedom of religion being oppressed. Right here in Keene, New Hampshire, Daryl and I are being told that the Shire Free Church doesn't deserve tax exemption. Essentially, the city's arguing that it's not a church.
Well, and then it's not just the Shire Free Church. It's the Peaceful Assembly Church in Grafton.
And the Church of the Sword.
Church of the Sword has a parsonage in Westmoreland.
So we need a religion court, huh?
Well, we just
need a religion court.
I don't think it'll work, though, because the court is on the side of the state in most things, right? So, you know, I don't expect the court to rule in our favor, although it'd be nice if they did. I hope they do, but you know, I can't expect that to happen because the court's interested in protecting, first and foremost, the interests of the state. But, Dave, thanks for the call tonight, as always. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, look, the First Amendment, you're right, it does say Congress shall make no law, but in a lot of state constitutions, there are similar provisions, and I can't say that all 50 of them have the freedom of religion expressed, but I imagine that most of them probably do.
Right, and I don't know if you could make the claim that giving out food to the homeless is a regular religious practice. I mean, you could
well,
possibly...
Well, you could if that was your regular religious practice.
Yeah, I mean, but couldn't, like, slaughtering goats also be?
Of course. Yeah,
and
I mean, whatever God's
yeah.
calling you to do.
Yeah, it could be anything, really. It could just be, like, picking your nose on the subway. Like, that's a religious practice.
It could very well
you
be.
You know, you never
digging
know.
For gold.
Yeah. It could be anything, but the thing is, like, it's not so much about religion here. It's more so just about, like, what is right and what's wrong. Like,
I agree.
Are you hurting anybody by doing this?
To me, it shouldn't matter if this guy's a minister of a church or not. And in the case of Food Not Bombs, the people that were involved with that in Orlando, maybe there were some ministers involved in that, maybe not, but I know that some of them were not. They were just folks who wanted to help feed the homeless. And that ultimately is what this boils down to, not so much an issue of religious freedom, but just a question about public property and tragedy of the commons. And that's what's going on here, is that if it is public property, then people should be able to assemble on that public property, and they should be able to give things away to other people there. And then you could
well,
make
that would just make sense, Ian.
Right. And
we allowed that for 24 years.
Well, that's the
and,
other thing.
You know, the homeless people, you know, they just kept showing up. And we've got to stop this.
Well, of course, this isn't going to stop people being homeless. This is just going to stop them being fed in the government's park. And now, hopefully, the mayor would like the homeless people to be funneled into the government's system.
Right.
So the government system can then probably get a larger budget next year.
And there's a quote from Mr. Abbott. He says
the man arrested, correct?
This is the 90-year-old man that was arrested. He said, what the city is doing by cutting out feeding is very simple. They are forcing homeless people to go dumpster diving all over again. Adding that, you know, if you can't give someone a meal, then they'll either dumpster dive or starve. He says, they might even steal, and that's what the mayor is forcing the homeless to do.
We'll get a little bit more about this here in moments. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you think that the homeless need to be just not fed in public. And you support the state. You support the city, in this case, of Fort Lauderdale on this. We'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because I know those people are out there. I know, I mean, obviously people hate the homeless, a lot of them, and they'll do anything to put a stop to this. Of course, again, you're not going to stop people from being homeless. And as this gentleman points out, you may actually create more crime. Which, is that what you want? 855-450-FREE.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Pearl Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pearl Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pearl Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We invite you to our website, get interactive there, and do it for free. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their sites. Ours, it's free, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And we're talking about the illegality now in many places, like Fort Lauderdale, Florida, of feeding hungry people. Because it doesn't matter if somebody's homeless or not. When there are these feedings that happen, which now they're trying to crack down on in Fort Lauderdale. They've arrested a 90-year-old man, as well as two other ministers from a local church that have been doing homeless feedings for 24 years. They just outlawed them, last year, was it? Very recently.
The arrest began on Tuesday, so I'm guessing it's something that went into effect November 1st.
So they've been
the article
down.
Doesn't say.
They've been cracking down just recently on this, and it's just absolutely horrible. Now, some people out there would critique these feedings, because again, if you go out and you set up a table with some soup and sandwiches or whatever, it looks like they actually had some pretty nice food here. They've got big dishes with people serving out of them, actual made cooked food.
Caviar and veal.
Because some places it'll just be, bologna sandwiches. And that's fine, too, because beggars can't be choosers, and whatever you give them, hopefully they will be appreciative of. But anybody who walks up can get a sandwich. It's not like there's some sort of litmus to, are you homeless? Show us where your bed is.
You're wearing matching socks. You can't be homeless.
Well, you've got a full set of clothing. What's going on there?
You don't have a long enough beard, sir. You're obviously not.
Where are the needle marks?
Yeah. So, no, I mean, they're gonna feed anybody that walks up to take the food. And some people, when they hear about this kind of activism or this outreach and this charity, they get upset. They feel like people are just going to take advantage. And, you know, if you teach a man to fish, he can fish for the rest of his life versus you give him fish. And I get all those arguments.
Hold on, no, Ian. If you teach a man to fish, then he has to buy a fishing permit. And then the government still gets their cut.
So
you know, I've known places in the past, like churches, that run this kind of service out of the building where they'll have people drop off tons of food, like not just boxes and cans, but also like produce,
yep,
and just give it away. And I knew somebody who would go every week to pick this up, and he may have had a home. I mean, for as low income as it was still a home, but he was able to go there and get, you know, at least $40 worth of groceries every week.
It's true. They've got a place like that here in Keene. I don't think it's church run, but it's a nonprofit agency that collects food and gives it out to whoever comes to get it, basically. And so, you know, if you disagree with that kind of charity, there are other ways to help people, right? And one of them is through coffee.freetalklive.com, where you can actually get some great coffee for yourself, and you can help people out around the globe to make a better life for themselves through microloans. So there you're not just giving somebody something. You're giving them a loan that they have to pay back. And that way you can help them. You're still helping them because they're folks who can't get traditional loans. You know, they just can't go into the bank, sit down and get a loan from the bank that may not even be offered where they live. Or if it was offered, they may not have the credit or whatever requirements would be to actually get something like that. So microloans can help these folks expand their businesses or create a new business. And that helps make them wealthier and makes a better life. You can help that happen by going to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of coffee. You just pay the shipping cost. It'll be shipped right to you. It's great coffee from BuzzBox. Shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. And you're helping make a better life for people. So every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com for the auto ship program, for every 10 listeners, we can fund one new microloan out. And once that microloan's paid back, we'll fund another microloan out of that same money. So the more coffee is bought, the more microloans we can fund, and so on and so forth. Very cool. And you get free coffee the first time out. You pay the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can then cancel your subscription at any time, but BuzzBox is pretty great coffee, so they're expecting you're really going to enjoy it and stick with it. And again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. So I'm going to play you some of this audio here from the Daily Mail, just kind of giving you a rundown of what's happening with this 90-year-old man who's been arrested for the dastardly crime of feeding hungry people.
90-year-old Arnold Abbott has been feeding the homeless for nearly two decades in this Fort Lauderdale park. It's a charity he started in honor of his late wife.
Lost her in an accident. I decided that the best living memorial I could put together would be a full-scale feeding program in her name.
How are you doing?
But that act of charity is now getting Abbott in trouble with the law. He's been cited by police several times this week for violating a new city ordinance that prohibits feeding the homeless.
Now, a part of the video footage that needs to be described is they're showing him putting his fingerprints on police paperwork. They're actually processing him right there at the event rather than taking him away to
the
police
station. Well, that's nice.
You're right. The cops want to try to make it look like they're not being total thugs. Here.
We're not arresting him. See, he's not going in the back of the police car with us.
Now, by the way, had he not given them his name and had he refused to give his fingerprints, then things would have been a little bit different.
See, this is so contradictory, though. He's doing something wrong, so they're arresting him, but they're allowing him to finish whatever he's doing that's supposedly wrong.
That's true. They did let him finish, apparently, the feeding of the people, and then they arrested him, which is also very interesting. So, as opposed to Orlando, where they actually did interrupt people who were feeding out there.
Certain outdoor public spaces.
I expected to be arrested tonight because I figured that they would have to have a power pitch showing that the city is more powerful than a frail old man.
I think he just summed it up there. They had to show they were more powerful than a frail old man.
Yeah.
Yep, and look at them go. They are just, you know, knocking people over, like, get out of the way. Can't be feeding these people. And, like, their main victim here, this old guy, like, Why would they go after him? He's obviously
he's the ringleader. I mean, the government targets the people who are in charge of something, right?
I know, but he's the most vulnerable, obviously. He's the oldest. He's the one that people are going to sympathize with
that's
the most.
True. But they have to enforce their law, Ellen. You know, that's the difficulty these cops are facing here. The cops could also tell the police chief to go screw himself, and they're not going to...
they're not
going to
do that.
They could if they wanted to, though. They could have said, no, this is ridiculous. We're not going to enforce this. Of course, then they would receive some sort of punishment in the form of not getting overtime hours and
a reprimand,
promoted.
Possibly, you know, put on a
overnight shift.
Paid administrative leave. Although, no, I think if you actually disobey, then they actually like, okay, you're not working next week and you're not getting paid. And then when you come back, you're not getting overtime anymore.
But you're right. I mean, they should. If they want to protect their aura of legitimacy, they should ignore this. But at the same time, if they ignore it, it makes them look like they're impotent. And they just passed a law. I mean, they just can't just pass a law and then not enforce it. They have to be seen as though they are the law and that they are in charge. And that means going up against a 90-year-old man if that's what they have to do.
Right, but this is clearly a bad law. I mean, who really in the city is on their side besides
the mayor? You'd be surprised. The mayor, the city council.
The homeless haters.
The people that don't like homeless people. Although, let me just say, like, if I had absolutely no dwelling of any kind and I were going to be actually homeless, I would be homeless at the beach. Like, you know, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in Keene, New Hampshire as a homeless person, but I'm amazed by anybody who's got the huevos to be homeless in Keene, New Hampshire, because it's cold here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the same way in Florida.
Yeah. What are they going to do, though? Just, like, hop a train down south? I guess they could.
Yes.
Sure. Or just hitchhike. Or just walk. I mean, it's not like you got anything else to do. So, or responsibilities in life.
I know. They could form one herd of homeless people, all the homeless people in the north, and just have a massive migration.
Well, there are people who would love it if that actually happened, and I'm sure...
But you kind of joke about that, but there actually are, and believe it or not, there are hobo gatherings. To where people that, you know, jump trains and whatever, they actually meet up at
now,
various
is different
places
from the
across
Rainbow the family.
Yes. Yeah, so I used to live somewhere in Pennsylvania, and there was a hobo gathering in one of the neighboring towns because that's where a lot of the train tracks cross.
Share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. On feeding the homeless, should it be illegal? It is in a lot of places. Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. You can tell us how you feel about the crackdown on feeding people in public. That's what's happening in cities across the United States. Seems like it's happening a lot in Florida. Fort Lauderdale's most recent example, where they've arrested a 90-year-old man for the dastardly crime of feeding hungry people. He's been doing it for 24 years of his life. Your comments are welcome. Also, you can join us via Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Don't forget, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the link that you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. You just do the shopping you need to do, get the stuff you want, delivery to your door, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. It's that simple. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, Mike is listening in Raleigh to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hey, I thought you had a great idea about rounding up all of the unfortunates in the world who somehow happen to be homeless and just hurting them like animals down south. But you know what I think would be even a better idea? If you could stop that train, that caravan somewhere along the way, to pick up all the non-caring, non-talented radio jocks who somehow found themselves on the air without any real substance. Do you think you could pick them up on your way down?
Well, first of all, I think that maybe that's funny, but I think you maybe misunderstood. I don't think Ellen was seriously suggesting that, what she was saying
sure
earlier
was.
About...
Sure she was. Play it back.
No.
Just play it back.
No.
Yeah, play it back.
No. I don't think so. So which radio host would you like to see rounded up?
Actually, all of you. But listen, I'm not wasting
time with just you. All of us on this
very
show
much.
Or all of us on the entire station or all talk show hosts, period?
Just you. Right now I'm talking about your show. But listen, I don't have time
just
to
my
waste
show.
My time with you.
Okay, well, we're so glad that you've wasted your time, your precious time, to call in and express yourself.
Okay, so what was the claim against me there? That
you were being serious and that you were not, in fact, being tongue-in-cheek.
About rounding up all the homeless. And...
no, I was assuming that they would do this of their own volition. Not
right.
That
you were advocating.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that we should enforce another like concentration camp of homeless people or anything. Not my intention at all. I was completely joking when I said that. Sorry if it was misinterpreted.
Yeah, and I love how he acts as though it's like that we've accidentally ended up on the airwaves on Talk Radio 850.
Yeah, you've not been doing this show on syndication for a decade.
For a decade, no.
The show hasn't existed for, what, a dozen years?
Yeah. Now, look, I'll own the claim that I don't claim to have any real talent in life, which is why, you know, I'm a talk show host. I mean, you don't have to be particularly good at much of anything besides moving your mouth to be a talk show host. And
occasionally push some buttons.
Well, the host generally doesn't have to push buttons. I do because I have that level of technical ability, but that doesn't really factor into whether or not someone can be a talk show host. Talk show hosts are less talented than the board operators that typically are running the operation, because if it wasn't for the board operator typically, then that talk show host in most cases wouldn't know how to turn his microphone on.
Right.
That's a general statement. I don't mean to insult any of the talk show hosts that happen to be listening. I know some of you probably run your own boards because you're working at radio stations and you've come up through the ranks. But like somebody who's one of these Hollywood guys, like, you know, Dennis Miller or Andy Dean, one of these characters who has come up through the ranks of Hollywood and never really spent a day in radio until they got their talk show career. I don't know if those guys would know how to run a board. Maybe, I mean, I could be wrong, right? Like, maybe Dennis Miller's a real whiz behind the board and knows what he's doing back there, but I don't tend to think that's the case.
I could still operate a cart machine.
Cart machines, wow. Yeah, I remember those things, like the old 8-track tapes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there was some effort put into this show here, and if it's not your speed, then that's fine. You know, you don't have to listen. There's all kinds of conserva-clone talk show hosts out there. If that's what you're looking for is the conservative guy harping constantly on Barack Obama Bill Clinton, I mean, you can still listen to a conservative show for 10 minutes and the Clinton name will come up. I mean, it's almost a guarantee. Now, Talk Radio 850 is a great station, by the way, there in Raleigh, WPTK. And it took a long time to get on Talk Radio 850, and you know you gotta in this business you gotta pay your dues. You gotta get out there. You gotta put it out there for a long time. And I don't claim that Free Talk Live is the best show in the world. I don't know what is the best show in the world. There's everybody's got their taste. You know, I like it, and I do the show for me. I do the show that I want to listen to. If I'm bored, then there's a problem. If there's, you know, somebody on the air that I don't want to listen to, then that means the show's going in the wrong direction.
Right.
And I don't want that to happen. But we do what we do here, and that is we take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to agree with us. In fact, it's more fun when you don't agree. But if you don't agree, then don't just hang up the phone. Do a drive-by call-in where you call and, you know, drop 2 sentences on the air and then drop off the line like
it's
that.
It's really non-committal.
Guy.
Like, oh, you guys suck. By the way, I don't have time for this. Why would you call in the first place? Well,
he had enough time to call and be placed on hold and then get on the air. So he did invest some time in his phone call there. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Still to come here, we've got the crackdown on the black markets around the globe. It's still continuing with more than just the arrests that we told you about yesterday. There apparently have been over a dozen arrests. We'll share more information with you about that. But I'll play the remainder of this interview or this news clip from the Daily Mail about the 90-year-old man arrested for feeding the homeless in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Faces.
I expected to be arrested tonight because I figured that they would have to have a power pitch showing that the city is more powerful than a frail old man.
Yep.
And but they generously allowed us to feed all the people here.
This is not a
community. How generous of them. Now, I know that he's trying to be as appreciative as he can in this undesirable situation. And, hey, thanks, cops, for letting us feed everybody before you put me in handcuffs. Now, I don't know if they actually put him in handcuffs. I think they were just kind of leading him away because they don't want to be seen doing that. And already the crowd in this particular case was less than happy with what was going on here. But here's what Mayor Jack Steller has to say about it.
That's turned its back on the homeless or has
passed the homeless hate law.
The mayor.
And what you missed, he said this is not a city that has turned its back on the homeless. So he's acting like they haven't passed a homeless hate law, meaning that there's no law there that supposedly is targeted against homeless. But that's exactly what this law is targeted against. It's targeted against anybody who's feeding anyone who typically tend to be homeless people. So the law itself doesn't say you can't feed homeless people. It just says you can't feed anybody in the public parks.
No. In his defense, They're not going after the homeless people. They're going after the people that are feeding the homeless people. So, you know, he kind of in a roundabout way is telling the truth, but it's not a homeless hate law,
right?
Because it's not criminalizing being homeless.
Good point.
It's criminalizing helping people that are homeless.
Right. He wants to be the only agency, the government. He wants his agency to be the only one that can supposedly help the homeless, and he does not like competition.
Fort Lauderdale says the new ordinance is aimed at trying to control the homeless population and to protect the general public from being overrun by the homeless in public spaces. But Abbott says he will continue to feed the hungry and even sue the city if officials try to stop him.
I will fight them as long as there is breath in my body.
Abbott must appear in court for his citation. He faces a fine or jail time.
What I love about this guy is that he's got the right attitude. You know, he's at the end of his life. And he just doesn't care. I mean, if he had kids, they're all grown up. They probably have kids by now or grandkids. I mean, he probably has great grandkids.
He's probably got grandkids our age, Ian.
Yes. Well, no, he probably has great grandkids at this point. I mean, this guy's old. He's
No. I'm saying his grandchildren are probably about our age,
which would mean they would also probably have their own kids by now. So, I mean, this guy, he doesn't have anybody who is depending on him. He may not even have a wife at this point, because I think he started it in memory of one of his wives, I guess, in the past. And so, I mean, he probably has absolutely no one who's depending on him. So usually that's one of the big objections to people performing civil disobedience is that, oh, well, you know, I've got a baby to take care of or kids at home or my wife would be upset. I mean, these are all legitimate reasons to not engage in civil disobedience. This man in his 90s has none of those reasons.
Right. He's got nothing to lose. So when he risks it all on the line, like, he's not any worse for it. If anything,
that's
he
right.
can only achieve something better. It's like, self-actualization, where he's, you know, finally being able to give back and not suffer any consequences, really. And whatever they are, they're really, you know, not all that important.
Well, jail's a consequence, but, I mean, what does it matter? I mean, if you've got nothing else to do, if this is your mission in life is to feed people, then going to jail is now become part of that mission.
Not to mention he's 90 and the clock is ticking.
Right. He literally has nothing to lose. I think senior activists like this are so inspirational, and I wish we had more of them. That's the only thing, is that most people in this age range, you know, above 65, they're sitting around watching TV all day, or they're out in the garden instead of doing something that could actually help people. More coming up here, 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.